1620-94.5 WTAW. Bryan ISD school board members tapped the brakes on a request to hire a local demographer. During yesterday's board meeting, newly elected member David Stennis wondered what the district was getting for almost $57,000.
What is this report going to tell us that we're like, man, you know, thank God we paid $50,000 for us to tell us that, when it seems like that we know where the growth is? I see a lot of data that gets provided to us of enrollment and numbers and permits and all that stuff that's available to the public.
Superintendent Ginger Carabine says she wants to plan for the impact of school vouchers and the possibility of proposed economic development projects bringing more families to the district.
We want to make sure that our schools are balanced. We don't want overcrowded buildings, and we don't want underutilized buildings. So that balancing act is really important to us, and we lean heavily into the demographer's report to do that work.
Leo Gonzalez wants to wait until those final decisions are made on proposed economic development projects and state lawmakers taking action on vouchers.
Because I'd hate to have the data done and then all of a sudden we have something that can skew everything and we've already paid the $56,000.
Joel Bryan ready to proceed with the demographer study.
It seems like it's been quite some time since we've had a thorough analysis of our district, and I think it should be more frequent personally, and I also think that if we're going to make informed decisions moving forward, we have to have a report like this.
Board was told the latest demographer study shows Bryan ISD has enough facilities to accommodate students to the year 2031. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.